This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Pastor Chuck Longworth.
In just a few days, people will be celebrating Valentine's Day. And this is a time where people think about love. And in fact, this happens with married people, with single people. As well, single people are looking for someone if they don't have, they're not in a relationship or looking for someone that can be their Valentine, the love of their life. And married people quite often are celebrating the love that they have. In fact, I didn't think about this growing up, but my birthday is in November, and an associate of mine told me, "You're a Valentine's baby." And I said, "What?" She said, "Yeah, count back 9 months from your birthday." And sure enough, my parents were probably celebrating Valentine's Day that year. And one thing led to another, and there I was. So this is something, though, that you know, when we look at love, and we look at marriage, and we look at the types of relationships that God says is appropriate for us, it is important that we follow his standard and look to his precepts. And so we're going to be looking, first of all, at what are the standards of God, because that really is what we need to do. Some people determine right from wrong based on what they believe. But when we base right from wrong on what we believe, well, what does that leave us? Where does that leave us? Well, what's right for you is right for you, and what's right for me is right for me. But what if you believe that it's okay to kill me? What if someone else believes that it's okay to rape someone? What if someone else believes that it's okay to commit adultery? Or someone that thinks it's okay to commit fornication, or that it's okay to commit homosexual acts, or it's okay for a boy to become a girl, or a girl to become a boy? What if we just, you know, we obviously, if we are determining our own standard, and isn't that really what Adam and Eve, the temptation that they had? It wasn't that they would know good and evil. It was that they would actually be determining what is good and evil, as opposed to listening to God, what God said for them to do. So we're actually going to look at what standard we should actually look at. And as we started talking about last week, we have gone over this, and we've gone over these principles in the past. And some may say, "Well, why would we go over this again? This is just it's really something that we already know." But the Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 1, the Apostle Peter gave a reminder. Even though the people of God knew the truth and they were established in the truth, the Apostle Peter said, "I believe that it's important for me to remind you of this truth." And he said also that he would not only continue to remind them as long as he was alive, but even after he was dead, that he would actually have trained up people that could remind them of the truth, so that they could continue to be reminded of that truth that they were already established in. So there are some things that are so important that it's not just good enough to know them. It's something that we need to remind ourselves about and have others remind us about as well. So we're going to review what we went over last week and add to it today as we start to look at what standard we will look at, or what is the source of the standard that we will look at. And first, we see that the pilot asked this question in the trial of Jesus, what is truth? What is truth? And this, obviously, he was asking that not sincerely. He was asking that in a sarcastic manner, but it is a valid question. What is truth? And how do we determine truth? How do we determine what we're going to believe? The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and give you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. It's February and love is in the air, but will it last? Love that is based on looks, pleasure, fun, good times, wealth, health, etc. won't last. Godly love, though, isn't based on circumstances. Godly love involves an act of the will. Children and families in America desperately need for husbands and wives to commit to love one another as Christ has loved them. With God's help, you can love your spouse until death do you part. Welcome back to a Faster PC live support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for a Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website, afasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590. And let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems. And we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
Your Faster PC
solves computer problems.
Faster PC.
That's right, and we are back. We are ready to answer your questions, so give us a call, 772-340-1590. And, boy, you know, we've got a lot to cover today. And, of course, whatever we're talking about, whatever the questions are that come in, you know, we have things to talk about if there are no questions that come in. But if there are questions that come in, just know your question doesn't have to be about any particular topic. Doesn't have to be about a topic that we're talking about or going over or have been going over. And really, it's anything technology. It's not just about computers. It could be your smartphone, could be your tablet, could be your smart television, or if you have a smart thermostat. We have customers that have smart door locks, smart garage door openers. I even have a smart timer for my drip irrigation system in my garden, and I can actually via my phone turn that on or off anytime I want to, from really anywhere. As long as I have internet service on my phone, I can actually turn that on or off. So you may have, we don't know what technology you have, but whatever technology you have, if you have questions about it, you know, it could even be a question about the technology in your car. But you can definitely give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. You can also, again, head over to either to our Facebook video or to our YouTube channel, type your question into the comment section, and we will actually go over it on the show here. This is something that, you know, we do periodically. I'll switch back over to those stations, and we'll work on that, you know, to answer those questions. So anyway, we're here. We're ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve your computer problems as well. So in the shop here. But one of the things that we have been talking about lately is the importance of backup. You never know when you're going to need a backup. And there are many reasons why you can need a backup, from hard drive failure, which is fairly common, to having, you know, not only hard drive failure, but you could also have you know, other hardware failure. Sometimes maybe the computer that you know, the hard drive is connected to fails, and then, you know, well, you know, you would have your drive itself to be able to get information from. But you know, it's great to have a backup. You hope you never need a backup. You know, it's kind of like having a backup, making a backup. It's kind of like your hurricane preparations. You know, you actually go out and you buy things, you stock up on things, you get extra water, you get extra canned foods. You hope the hurricane doesn't hit here. You're not buying these things saying, boy, I hope that the hurricane hits here, because if the hurricane doesn't hit here, I'm going to be bent out of shape, because, you know, I did all this work, bought all this stuff, and I'm not going to need it. No, you know, people, we actually want the hurricane to not hit here. You know, we hope that we don't need it. You hope that you don't need your backup. You know, but if your hard drive dies, and that can happen, you know, it happens quite often with platter hard drives, the drives that are commonly used in many computers, although more and more today people are using SSD drives, but even SSD drives fail, especially the cheap SSDs. And let me tell you something, when you buy a computer, there's a good chance, if you buy a computer, a big name brand computer, there's a good chance that manufacturer cut some corners on cost and put a less expensive drive in there. Sure, they're going to want to make sure that it lasts as long as the warranty, but how long is the warranty? Probably just a year, right? You know, you don't have to wait very long for that. So what they're actually looking, you know, they're going to cut some corners though. You're going to get a drive that may not be quite as reliable, may not be quite as fast as something that you would get if you came, if you built the computer yourself, or if you came to a faster PC. We actually do provide high quality drives, and we're providing drives that perform well, and also drives that have issues, or that aren't going to have as many issues with failures. They're going to be very reliable. High performance and reliability is important. Well, there's not only that aspect, but there's also theft, there's fire, there's sabotage, or one thing that happens quite often, maybe you make a mistake. Have you ever done this? I've done this. Have you ever opened a file? Maybe let's say you're working on minutes for a board meeting, or you're working on an agenda for a board meeting, or you're working on on something where you're using your last document that you created for that purpose as a template. And the idea is to save that template, to save that file as a different name. But what happens is you actually save it as the same name. So you make changes and you update it for the current period, whether that's week or month or whatever, and you accidentally save it under the old file name. Have you ever done that? I have done that. In fact, I've done that a few times. And it's good to have a backup that you can go back and you can say, well, let me see. I can go ahead and save this file with the correct file name. And then I can go to my backup and I can restore the file that I accidentally overwrote. Or maybe you're working in the same document. Maybe it's a large document. Maybe it's a research paper that you're working on for school or some other type of paper that you're working on for school. And you've been working on it for a little bit and you accidentally make a mistake in it. And maybe, that mistake might be where you actually highlight quite a bit of the document and erase it with a few characters. And you don't realize this until after you've saved it. Well, you can actually go back. If you have a backup, you can go back to a previous version of that file. And there are various ways that you can accomplish this type of protection there. But making a mistake is really something that happens on a regular basis. And it's nice to know when there is a mistake that you can actually go back, you can restore data, and you can get rid of the mistake so that you actually go and you have something where you're able to clean things up and you're able to get back to where you were prior to the mistake. And of course, whatever the case is, it's good to have a good backup. So one of the things that we'll talk about today, pending questions, questions always come first. If you have a computer problem and you want to see if we can resolve it here on the show or at least point you in the right direction, you can give us a call, 772-340-1590, and we will help you out with that, or type your question into the comment section of the live videos on Facebook and YouTube. What you can do also, though, is you can actually head over and give us a call. But what we're going to be doing in addition to answering questions, time permitting, we'll be talking about various ways that you can back up and some of the ways that a faster PC can help you. If you want our help, some of the ways that we help our customers to make backups and to have that redundancy so that you're not dealing with a situation where perhaps you made a mistake, perhaps you have a document, or maybe you have a failure of your hardware and you need to get back that data. And by the way, when we talk about failure of hardware, there are some computers that have the hard drive actually soldered onto the motherboard. So if your motherboard dies, you lose your data without a backup. You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. And we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page, or you can go to Facebook, search for a Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
That's right, and we are back. We are ready to answer your computer questions, ready to help you resolve computer problems as well. And we've been talking about backups. And again, your questions, you know, if you have questions and they're not on this topic, that's fine. Just give us a call and we'll switch topics. We'll anything technology related, we can actually help you out, help you. You know, if we can resolve the issue, hey, that's great. If we can't resolve it, but we can actually point you in the right direction or maybe even tell you about some of the things we can do to help you with that, we'll let you know about that. But with backups, one of the things that you want to do, and one of the things that I do want to just stress, is that some people believe, and we hear this from our customers sometimes, you know, maybe their computer's running slow. And they think, well, you know, it's probably running slow because it's just clogged up with a whole bunch of junk that I, you know, maybe a whole bunch of files. You know, I have all these Word documents and Excel documents, and they're just filling up the hard drive. Well, probably that's not the case. Word documents and Excel documents don't typically take up a lot of room on your drive. So this is something that, you know, you're probably not dealing with. It's probably not something that you're, you know, is going to be an issue for you. So that's probably something that not something that you have to actually get, you know, move those files off. But what people will tell us is, well, I need to move these files off and I want to just take them and put them on an external hard drive. Will that speed up my computer? Well, you know, in a certain case, maybe if you have a platter hard drive and it's almost all the way full and you were to clean it up, that could probably speed up your computer. It would speed up your computer a lot more if you actually replaced your platter hard drive with an SSD drive. Those are some things you can look at, but you want to make sure that you don't move data from your computer to an external hard drive, because external hard drives die too. And sometimes, many times, most of the time, we're able to get data off of drives that die. But there are some times that we can't. And so you don't want to have your data on just one location. Well, we are going to the lines here, and we have Cliff, remind me who it is. I saw the text
Bart.
Flash.
I'm sure he said he's Bart.
Okay, Bart. Welcome to a Faster PC live technical support. Bart, how can we help you today? Are you there, Bart?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can now. Yes.
Okay. I had a problem with my phone. I was working and I bumped into something. And it broke, and it goes on, it, the picture goes like the old TV's horizontal is just going crazy on it.
Okay.
I brought it into the shop. They said they couldn't get the pictures that I had in there off of that phone. They spent a little bit of time on it, but nevertheless, I went and I bought another phone. And I lost all the pictures, and a lot of them are my grandkids.
Ooh.
And I can't get those pictures off. So my first question is that something that you could take care of at your shop and maybe get those pictures off of there for me? My other question, and then I'll let you go and you can answer, when I was there, they had the new, my phone's a 4G. They have the new 5G.
Yes.
Now, I guess they're coming out with 6G. And I asked my son, and he said, Dad, it's getting so sophisticated that these phones can read your minds. Anyway, maybe you can kind of go into depth about what's the difference between these different Gs, and is it really worth the money to go to 4G to 6G or whatever.
Okay, sure. Definitely. So on getting data off of your phone, we can definitely look at it and see. One of the best ways to do it is if you've had a computer that you've previously connected that phone to and trusted, told the phone that it's okay to trust that computer, it would be the best and most sure way of getting your data off of there, because that process is probably going to take some screen interaction, and it sounds like your screen is messed up. It sounds like possibly you're not going to be able to see the screen, or even if you could see the screen, maybe the touch screen portion of it would be damaged as well. Because it sounds like the glass is broken and you know, the screen may not be working properly. But if you previously have told the phone to trust a computer, then it's possible, it's likely that we can get the data off that way. If you don't have that situation, if you've never plugged it into a computer and told the phone that it's okay to trust, and see, here's what I'm talking about. If you've ever plugged your, many people don't realize this, but the charging cables, many of the charging cables that you plug into a phone, they actually have a USB connector. And the wall adapters typically have a USB port. And the adapter or the cord that's plugged, that's charging your phone, is actually just a USB cord. And you can actually disconnect it in most cases from the adapter, and you could plug it into your computer, into a USB port on your computer, and charge the phone. But what's going to happen before you do that, before you can actually charge the phone, the phone is going to probably, in most cases, I know my phones do this, I have iPhones, but the phone is probably going to ask you, do you want to trust this computer? And you have a choice of answering yes or answering no. So this is something that if you're plugging into, let's say a public location and you're not sure where you're plugging in, or if you're plugging into someone else's computer, well, you wouldn't want to trust that computer. Typically, what's going to happen, at least with my iPhone actually won't charge unless I tell it to trust the computer. But this is something that would be good for anyone listening out there. You know, if you have phones, maybe you have important pictures of your someone you love, pictures of your spouse, pictures of your boyfriend, pictures of your girlfriend, pictures of your kids, pictures of your grandkids, pictures of nature. These, they're pictures. You can't reproduce the same picture. I mean, you could go to the same location and even if it were a picture of people and you brought the same people to the same location, even at the same time of the day, well, things are going to be different. Maybe it's going to be overcast one day, it's sunny the next, another day, or vice versa. You're going to have different differences in the scenery, differences in the background, differences in the environment. There's so many different things. And if you're taking pictures in nature, well, there's no telling, when you're going to see that deer again or whether you're going to see it in the same location. So it's good to, and you can also, I would suggest that you plug it into your computer, tell your phone that it's okay to tell your phone it's okay to trust the computer. And also, in addition to that, you could bring those pictures off of your phone onto your computer. But at least for this purpose, what we're talking about is making sure that you've trusted a computer so that, if you had something like this in the future, that you could plug it into that computer and hopefully the phone would respond well enough so that you could actually retrieve the data, retrieve those pictures off of there. So if that hasn't happened, we can certainly try and we may succeed. I don't know whether we will or not, though, but we can give it a shot. And, it's worth a shot because, pictures, like I said, they're, unless you've shared them with someone else, you're not going to be able to get those back. And that's another way. If you have shared them with someone else, the people you shared them with may be able to send them back to you. If you shared them on Facebook, you could actually go to Facebook and you can actually, let me actually switch over here real quick to a full screen to show this on the YouTube video. And I'll actually just go over this verbally for those that are just listening right now. But I'm going to go to Facebook, and what you can do in Facebook is any picture that you see, and just scroll through the list, and any picture that you see, here's one for people, for, and this is an ad, but any picture that you see, you can actually right click on that picture, and you could go ahead and download that. So So, you know, what we can do is right click and we can go to save image as. Now I'm in Firefox. The terminology may be a little bit different if you're in Chrome or Edge or Safari or another browser, but the concept is going to be very similar. You can actually navigate to the picture that's important to you. You can right click on it, and that brings up a pop-up menu. And one of the options is save image as, or you might see save link as or something like that. And you can do that, you know, on whatever, if you have shared them with friends on social media, you can actually do that. Well, if you've sent them via email, that's another way. You can actually go to your email. If you have access to your email, that would be a way that you can actually potentially get them back as well. There are some creative ways that sometimes if you don't have that backup, you can actually go out and get these pictures backed up. Now there are also, you know, this won't help you in this situation, but there are also backup plans or data plans that you can utilize with your phone. If you have an iPhone, Apple does have, they give you a certain amount, I believe it's 5 gigabytes that they give you of storage space for free. And you can actually choose to have your pictures go to the iCloud. So that's Apple's cloud storage. And they're backed up there. And if you drop your phone in the sea, you literally would be able to, as long as all of those pictures were uploaded to the iCloud, you wouldn't lose them. Now, it's real easy to get over, to have over five gigabytes of pictures. So what they do is you can actually pay extra, like 99 cents a month, which is pretty cheap. You can pay extra for additional storage. Well, you know, 99 cents is cheap, but you know, you can think from Apple's point of view, it's if they can have a million customers paying 99 cents a month, well, that's $1 million a month. Obviously they probably want to get 20 million, 50 million, 100 million. I don't know how many people are paying for that service, but it is cheap, especially when you consider the pictures that you could actually lose these. Google has Google Drive. And with that, I believe you can also use Google Photo. And so if you have an Android phone, you could use that. And they have, they give you 15 gigabytes for free. If you're going to use more than that, you can pay additional and you can have access to that. Well, you also have other providers out there. Of course, Microsoft has OneDrive, and I'm not sure whether OneDrive can back up on your phone or not. They may have an app that allows that. Microsoft gives you 1 terabyte if you are a Microsoft 365 subscriber. So there are ways that you can set up your phone. You can set this up for your new phone to back up. Now, as far as 5G, 5G is faster than 4G, 6G. They just came out with 5G. They just are rolling out the antennas, and actually the phones. There aren't many phones that are 5G. So, stick with the current technology.
You're listening to a Faster PC radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website of fasterpc.com. And we have a link there that says, listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
The Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to A Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
We are ready to answer your questions. And during the break, I did a little bit of research because I haven't used an Android phone very often. And you know, the previous caller was asking about a phone. I don't know whether he had an Android-based phone or a Apple iPhone. The iPhones, you know, definitely do require you to trust the computer. And I found in doing some research that the Androids do that as well. There are some utilities out there, however, that do claim that they have a high retrieval rate with a broken screen, and using that program to retrieve data from from a phone with a broken screen. So it may be possible. There are also, by the way, you know, in some cases you can, it might be, expensive to do, but in some cases you can replace the screen, and replacing the screen could, even if you do it, even if you get it good enough to just be able to transfer the data, that's good. We actually had a customer that, some of our customers are like to go out to the beach. Well, who doesn't? I mean, it's Florida. I know some people don't, but we live close to the beach, so it's convenient. Some people live right on the beach. This customer actually did live right on the beach, and he was walking in about 2 feet of water and dropped his phone. So the phone is sitting there in the ocean water. Well, salt water is very corrosive. And of course, when the battery's on, the phone's on, it's dropped in the water. I mean, there's very high chance that it can be damaged during that process. Well, he brought the phone to us, or gave the phone to us, and we actually attempted to retrieve his data. And we were actually successful. What we did is first we actually took the phone apart. And there was all kinds of sand and all kinds of, stuff from, of course, corrosion in the seawater and the salt was there still. And so we actually soaked the pieces of the phone, the parts of the phone, in reverse osmosis water, which is very similar to distilled water. We got the sand out of it. We got the salt and the ocean water off of it, all the debris off of it. And then for about a week, we dehydrated it, put it in a dehydrator, low temperature, but, constant air blowing across it for about a week, just to make sure that it was nice. Everything was solidly dry in there before we attempted to turn it on. We then put it back together. We were able to turn it on and get it to work, not well enough to use as a phone, but well enough to get the data off of it for the customer. So we were able actually to get the data off for the customer. And this was something that he had information there, pictures, text. We were able to get text. We were able to get pictures. We were able to get, emails. We were able to get a lot of stuff, and then bring it over into another phone for him. And, he's probably will be more cautious next time when he's walking, maybe not have his phone when he's walking in over the water, over the ocean water. It's probably a good thing to not, and even, we had one time, I had a phone one time where, we were at the beach, and what happens if you're at the beach for a while, sometimes the tide's either going out or coming in, and the tide actually kept coming in and coming in and coming in and coming in, and my phone actually got wet. And so, I had to do this type of thing with my phone as well. That phone wasn't a smartphone, but I was able to retrieve it and was able even to use it after that by doing a similar process. I didn't have to take it apart because it didn't get quite as messy in there. But that's something that we have been able sometimes to do. And, again, replacing the screen, maybe it's more trouble than it's worth. Depends on how much the data, the pictures, whatever are worth to you. But as we're talking about this, this just really highlights the reason to kind of think about these types of things prior to needing a backup, whether it's a backup for your phone or a backup for your computer, a backup for your tablet. These things, they are important. We haven't, some people don't have important data on their devices, but most of us have data that if we lost that data, there would be a sense of loss. Maybe some of it, maybe you don't care as much, but most of us have some things that we deeply care about. Again, they may be pictures, they may be you know, papers that you've written for school. In some cases, it may be a doctoral thesis, which is basically, you know, like a book. You may have your resume. Well, you could reproduce it, but, you know, it's a lot of work. Why, you know, it would be a lot easier just to retrieve it from a backup if you needed to do so. So, you know, having a good backup is really helpful. And again, it's something that you hope you never need, but, you know, with this case, with a phone, what if you do damage your phone and you're not able to get your data off of it? What if you drop your phone, you know, you're out deep sea fishing and drop your phone in the water and it goes down deeper than you can swim? You know, you might be able to dive if you have dive gear and you know how to do that. You know, if it's snorkeling and then you're not too deep, you might be able to go down there, hold your breath and go down there. But, you know, at some point, you might have just lost it. So having a good backup. In fact, my wife was just talking today, you know, I really need to take some time to back up my phone. That's what she was saying. Well, you know, I probably do too. I mean, the last time I backed up my phone was about, you know, a few weeks ago, but I at least have it from a few weeks ago. You know, if I lose my phone now, if I drop my phone in the ocean now, well, I can, you know, I'll lose a few weeks worth of data. You know, so the pictures that I've taken, I'll lose. But, you know, that's all I'm going to lose. I'm really not going to lose anything else. I'll be able to get everything else, all the pictures, all the notes, everything else that I had before will be there. Ready for me to retrieve. In fact, one of the things that I do, I actually use for my phone, I actually use Google Voice for my texting. I use Google Voice. So, you know, I could totally lose my phone and I wouldn't lose any text. In fact, I can go to my computer and I can see all my texts. I could I could buy a new phone and download or install Google Voice and log in. And I would instantly have access to all my phone calls, all my records, all my texts, all my voicemails. I would have all of that right there. You also have with Apple, you have notes, and you can sync those notes, and you know those can actually come over, and you can actually sync those notes with other accounts as well. You can sync your calendars on your phone. You can sync your calendar on your phone with Google Calendar, and then, you know, you have it on Google. Well, I mean, you have to kind of, you know, some of this, by the way, when we're talking about Google, you have to know, you have to realize this, Google, you are their product. If you're using their product, really, you are their product. They are marketing you. And if you're using their calendar, if you're using their email, if you're using Google Voice, they're finding out things about you, and they're going to provide you ads that are based on your interest. You have to know that, you know, and you have to make a decision. Is that something I want or is that something I don't want? Well, I've made a decision that, first of all, you know, I'm not planning on blowing anything up. I'm not planning on doing anything illegal, you know, I'm perfectly okay with them knowing about certain things about me, but you know, I'm willing to trade that amount of privacy with having the ability to not lose my text, to not lose certain things. And by the way, you know, if I were a professional football player, I probably wouldn't be able to text the equipment guy and say, hey, can you let a little bit of air out of those balls so that they'll be easier to handle? You know, I probably wouldn't be able to do that. You know, Tom Brady never gave over his phone. He destroyed that phone. So, if you're doing something like that, you probably want to, you know, probably don't want to back up that information. But most people have information that they want to back up. You know, most people don't want their data to be lost. They want you know, these important files. You know, maybe it's business files that are important. You know, maybe invoices, maybe your billing system, your taxes. Maybe you're working on your taxes or the documents you need to create the taxes. All of this is important to make a backup, whether it's on a computer or a phone or a tablet. It's important to have a backup and to have a plan for that. And just to think about this, and we help our customers in many ways with making backups, whether it's their computers at work, or maybe it's the server that needs, you know, you need a backup of the server, you need a backup of your workstation, you need a backup of your laptop, or it's just a personal computer, personal phone. Well, it doesn't mean that the information's not valuable. You know, it's valuable to you. It might not be, you might not be running a Fortune 500 company. Even if you have a business, you're probably not running a Fortune 500 company, but you know, your data, what the files that you have, many of them are probably important to you. If they weren't, you probably would be deleting them. And some people do delete, and sometimes when they delete, sometimes they delete too much, but we can help with coming up with a backup solution that meets your needs, that meets your budget, so that you can be able to have safeguards and you can be able to make sure that your phone and your tablet and your computers are backed up so that if anything happens, if the worst case scenario happens, you hope the worst case scenario doesn't happen, but if the worst case scenario happens, well, you know, if you lose a few weeks worth of data, but you have, you know, data offsite, maybe it's a few weeks old, but you have it. Well, you know, that's better than losing everything. And, you have to look at this. You know, what if one of the threats we didn't talk about was CryptoLocker? You know, with CryptoLocker, once you know that you're infected or that your data is encrypted, it's probably been encrypted for a week. So, you know, you're going to lose some data with that type of thing. But,
and we're coming to the end of today's show. But if you've missed any part of this show or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel, you can not only hear the show, but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website of FasterPC.com and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. here on WPSL. The title to tomorrow's sermon is A Love Worth Waiting For and Remaining Faithful To, Part 2. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
You need a Faster PC.
It's February and love is in the air, but will it last? Love that is based on looks, pleasure, fun, good times, wealth, health, etc. won't last. Godly love, though, isn't based on circumstances. Godly love involves an act of the will. Children and families in America desperately need for husbands and wives to commit to love one another as Christ has loved them. With God's help, you can love your spouse until death.